From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, how a traumatic childhood experience could affect your pain tolerance as an adult. And KERA's Lauren Silverman is in Aspen, Colorado, where the annual Aspen Ideas Festival has a special focus on health this year. First, the U.S. Conference of Mayors wrapped up its annual meeting today in Dallas. One of the culminating events was a star-studded panel about sports and race. KERA's Stephen Becker reports on the discussion that ranged from Jesse Owens to Donald Sterling.
Sports have provided a backdrop for our national discussion of race for more than a century. During the panel discussion, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar pointed to boxing.
White Americans did not ever see a black American as having any value, especially heroic value, until Joe Louis beats up Max Schmeling. Mm-hmm. They liked that. That was pretty good. And all of a sudden, they looked upon black Americans in a different way.
Even if some Americans didn't root for Lewis because he was black, it's hard to argue with the inherent fairness of sports. The boxer who beats up his opponent is the champ. Whoever runs 100 meters the fastest wins the race.
Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in baseball. People say, well, hey, no, he can play. He should be out there. If he's not out there, that means that the best baseball players are not playing Major League Baseball. That should change.
The rules that make sports fair, of course, don't always translate to the larger world. Here's CNN commentator Roland Martin.
Why is it that in sports, rules are the same, we can measure success, but then off the court, off the field, it goes from objective to subjective? Where all of a sudden, your talent does not define whether or not you will become an all-star. What somebody else is thinking defines that.
Alongside Abdul-Jabbar and Martin on the panel were Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, also a former NBA player, as well as Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin. Much of the discussion centered on Donald Sterling, the former LA Clippers owner who was banned from the NBA after making racist comments. He's part of a recent spate of racism in sports that includes NFL players Riley Cooper and Richie Incognito. Irvin said he was more willing to look beyond Cooper's use of a racial epithet during an altercation than to forgive Incognito's treatment of teammate Jonathan Martin.
Richie Incognito used the word as a systematic way to break down another man. Now that is what I call racism.
Roland Martin said that the recent NFL examples show there's need for nuance in the conversation.
It becomes racist, not a racist. Right. As if there is nothing in between those two.
The conversation about race is, of course, not only a black-white discussion. Irvin said that the pressure being applied to the Washington Redskins to change their mascot has been eye-opening. He admitted that as a kid watching football with his dad, he never considered the name.
We watched Cowboys-Redskins game, and I didn't know. I didn't know as a young man. I didn't know that it was offensive to Native Americans. I didn't know. So in getting that, I was like, wow. You know, this is the importance of having it and having those conversations.
Abdul-Jabbar saw those conversations play out during his days with the Lakers.
Los Angeles Lakers win the world championship. They have a street parade downtown in front of City Hall. The whole community was there. On the Spanish language movie theater, Saludos a Lakers, Campeones Mundial.
And as the Lakers proved in the 1980s and Jesse Owens showed a half century earlier, sports doesn't just follow the American conversation on race. Sometimes it's ahead of the curve. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Education was a topic the mayors came back to over and over again during the conference, and there was some less than stellar news out today from the Dallas School District about SAT scores. The Dallas Morning News reports scores for Dallas high school students fell this year, with only 13% of them receiving a score considered college ready. Dallas school administrators say that means making a combined 990 on the math and reading sections of the test. Certain schools in Dallas have just a handful of college-ready kids by this standard. Lincoln and South Oak Cliff had 10 each. Wimmer Hutchins had just 4. The Morning News reports Superintendent Mike Miles spent close to $500,000 paying exam fees for students to take the SAT and ACT. He predicted scores would drop as the testing pool grew. As many as 1 in 5 people feel chronic pain. Man, there's no quick fix. Because it's so hard to treat, researchers are doing all they can to learn where pain comes from. Today on Think, UTD neuroscientist Greg Dusor says everything from anxiety to childhood trauma can influence pain.
just the simple fear of pain can be as debilitating as the actual pain itself. Just being afraid to do things that you think might cause you pain can prevent you from doing a lot of the things that we all enjoy doing on a daily basis. There could have been some mild injury that you had as a child. May not even be enough that you remember it today, but enough to change your nervous system to set you up for a pain condition later. We just don't know what that is, and we don't know how extreme of an event it had to be. There could be early life stressors. Your relationship with your family when you were younger can influence how you perceive and deal with pain as an adult. So there's a lot of things that can play into it. It's a very complicated disorder, and that's part of the reason why we understand it so little.
Think airs again tonight at 9 on KERA 90.1. You can also download the podcast at kera.org/think. All this week at the Aspen Ideas Festival, the focus is on health, from robotics to the future of wellness and Hollywood's power to improve health. Experts from across the world are talking big ideas in the mountains of Colorado. KERA's Lauren Silverman is in Aspen this week. Lauren, what exactly is the Ideas Festival?
Great question, Justin. The Ideas Festival has been going on for 10 years now, and it's a gathering of big thinkers, everyone from Bill Gates to Bill Clinton to Karl Rove, Toni Morrison. And the goal is to bring together a wide variety of both domestic and global leaders to share research, lessons learned, and new ideas. This year's is the biggest festival yet, with close to 475 speakers across 10 days.
And I understand that this year there's something different, a focus on health.
Yeah, so after last year's Ideas Fest, the Aspen Institute decided to focus on one subject in depth for a few days. And of course, they had a lot of options from technology to design, education, economics. So I asked Britta Stevenson at the Aspen Institute why they chose health.
It's really the one topic that touches every single one of us every day, every country, every nation, every city. It affects all of us. And it's always been a topic that our attendees have flocked to.
So health is a big topic. What specifically can we expect to hear about?
There are actually four subtopics. First is the business of health. So think discussions on do we get what we pay for. Second is living longer, living better. And that's focusing on how we can age better, nursing homes, assisted living. And then there's innovations in health. That's 3D printing, personalized medicine. Finally, health by design. And that's a look at, for example, how we can build healthier cities, healthier communities.
And it's easy to picture big names tossing around big ideas in the mountains of Colorado. But this isn't just about hobnobbing and having a great time, right?
Well, not entirely. The hope is that you bring together domestic, international health secretaries, entrepreneurs, researchers, and that their ideas and actions have a ripple effect. Still, Britta Stevenson, the program manager for the festival, admits it's not always easy to track the outcomes.
3 months from now, you know, a partnership develops between two of our speakers who hadn't met before, and they create a new initiative as a result of, you know, some idea that came up at Ideas Fest. We're just now kind of really starting to monitor that, what happens as a result of these conversations.
And Lauren, you'll be bringing KERA listeners some of the most interesting conversations throughout the week. Thanks for the preview.
You're welcome.
We'll also have updates on the festival on our blog, breakthroughs.kera.org. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, 40% chance rain with a low around 74. Tomorrow, also mostly cloudy, continued chances for storms with high near 88. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance rain with a low near 75. It's currently 88 degrees in Dallas, 87 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 92 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.